We're doing Rut. We're going back to what's called the second chapter, the fourth pasuk. V'nevoaz ba mi beit lechem, and behold, Boaz came from Beit Lechem. So, whenever we encounter the word v'hine, that indicates it's something that wasn't expected. Boaz was coming. Ordinarily, Boaz would not come out to the field with the workers. Now suddenly Boaz is coming. This is part of God's hand that we're being shown in the Megillah, that Ruth happens to go to Boaz's field, and Boaz happens to come to that field that day. Vayomer lakotzirim, Hashem imachem, and he greets the men harvesting and he says, God be with you. Our sages say that Boaz instituted that we greet one another with God's name. Now that's not simple, because we have to be careful not to use God's name in vain. The Talmud says when you're designating an animal, you say Korban Lashem. You don't say Lashem Korban. You don't say for God this will be a sacrifice. Because we're concerned that a person might get stopped midway, and then he will have said God's name in vain. So therefore you say a sacrifice in the name of God. You first say what you're going to say, and that way you wouldn't have said God's name in vain. That's why people are careful not to say Hashem's name in their Zmirot. Technically you could. But when we sing Zmirot, people stop in the middle and people repeat lines in the middle. So that's why many people won't say Hashem's name in the Zmirot. So when Boaz became judge, he instituted that we greet one another with Hashem's name. As we see here, Boaz tells the harvesters, may God be with you. What was the idea? This was a generation that was stealing from one another. This was a generation where the judges weren't faithful. So Boaz felt that one of the ways to get people back on track was to help them realize that God is watching. And so if we greet one another with Hashem's name, so that will help us realize that He's ever present. The idea that we say Shalom Aleichem, that we greet one another with Hashem's name of peace, is to remind us that peace between us and our fellow man is predicated on our recognition that God is watching. Like the Mishnah says, if man thought he could get away with whatever he wants, you'd have no society. You'd have a dog-eat-dog world. So Shalom Aleichem is a recognition that God is watching, and that's also a recognition that there should be peace between us. So Boaz comes from Beit Lechem, and he greets the men, and he tells them, Hashem imachem, God be with you. And they answer him, Vayomru lo, yevarechecha Hashem. May you be blessed by Hashem. He needs a blessing. He lost his wife. He lost all his sons. He lost all his daughters. He's an old man with a lot of wealth. He's the leader of the Jewish people. And life seems to have struck against him. It's interesting. When we look at life, we very often wonder, a man like Boaz, how does he feel? Everything's been taken from him. He's left with money. He's left with leadership. He's left without a wife. He's left without kids. Everyone dies in his lifetime. 30 sons, 30 daughters, nothing. And he doesn't know if he'll ever get married again. We know the end of the story. He marries Ruth. He has the whole Davidic dynasty. All of Mashiach comes from him. It's not easy living life. After one lost 30 sons and 30 daughters, and he's still davening. The Targum, the Medrash, tells us that it was his prayer that changed the tide. It was because of his prayer that the famine stopped. But he still has to live with the fact that he lost all his children and his wife. It helps if you go with the Medrash that he was 400 years old, saying that makes it easier.
You heard the story of the name of God from the Holocaust, who had lost everything, everybody.
Right, the Klosenberger. Yeah. Vayomer Boaz lenaro hanitzav al hakotzerim. Boaz says to the lad who's responsible, he's the foreman, Lemi hanara hazot. Who's she with? She seems to be different than everyone else. She's dressed differently. something's different here. Everyone else is fighting. She's not fighting. Everyone bends over and grabs. She bends over modestly. Everyone else just keeps collecting as they go through the field. She goes to the end of the field and starts collecting, so she'll have her bundle by the time she comes to the start of the field. Everything she does is intelligent and halachic. Who's she with? Doesn't even seem Jewish. Vayan hanar hanitzav al hakotzerim vayomar. So the lad answers. Nara Moaviyahi. She is a Moabite. And you'll ask me, how come non-Jews are collecting in your field? I'll tell you, no, she converted. Hashavayim Naomi Misadei Moav. Technically, even non-Jews would be allowed to collect. The halacha says we let non-Jews collect charity together with Jews. Mipnei Darchei Shalom. To maintain the peace, we let everyone collect together. And not only that, the halacha says when you give charity to a Jew, if there are two beggars sitting one next to another, give the Jew and give the non-Jew too. Halacha says you got to maintain the peace. Part of maintaining the peace, give him also. Vatomer alakotana ve'asafti ma'omari ma'charei akotzerim. So she thought to herself, let me collect. Vatavo vatamod. She's been coming and standing and watching carefully. Me'azaboker ve'adata. She's been here all day, from the morning. She's a diligent worker. She's here from early in the morning. She only went home for a small break, and now she's back, she's working. So Boaz goes over to her. And now we're going to have the first meeting between the person who is the head of the people of Israel, Boaz, and a girl who seems to be on the bottom rung of Israel. She's poor. She's come in from a nation that are our enemies. She is still dressed like a Moabite. She comes into the field and she's different. And Boaz comes to her. Vayomer Boaz el Rut, hallo shama'at biti. He goes over to her and he tells her, please, listen, my girl. Al telechi lilkot b'sadei acher. Please don't go collecting in another field. Vegam lo tavuri mizeh. I want you to stick around here. Don't pass from here. I have other fields. I want you to stick around to this area. He wants to know. Vechot idbakin im narotai. Stick around with my girls. He has a section where girls are collecting. He has a section where boys are collecting. She's with the boys. She didn't think anything of it. She came from a society where that was acceptable. He says it there plainly. He doesn't say it as a work of rebuke. He says, stick around with my girls here. She doesn't get the hint. He's going to turn around and she's still going to be with the guys. And he won't say it again. You keep an eye on how they harvest. You go behind them. I told the guys they should keep a distance from you. Don't think you're getting in their way. I told them to leave you alone. They will manage. You follow them. Vitzamit. If you'll be thirsty, v'alachte lakelim v'shatit me'asher yishavun anarim. And you could drink from whatever they draw. The water that's drawn here is for you as well. Now, technically, she's family. She's his cousin's widow. Vatipol al paneha vatishnachu arza. So she bows before him. Vatomer elav. She says to him, madua, why? Matzati chen beinecha lehakireni. Why do you give me special attention? Vanochi nochia. I am from a nation that cannot marry into the Jewish people. I'm from the Moabites. I'm from a nation that's worse than any other ger. So why are you giving me this special treatment? Vayan Boaz vayomer la. So Boaz tells her, Hugeidu gad li. He says, no, I have a tradition. What I'm about to tell you, I heard from rabbis. You heard from rabbis all the way from Moshe from Sinai that women are allowed to marry into Judaism from the Moabites. So she's about to get the news of her life. Meaning when she converted thinking she's never marrying. She's converting with the understanding that that's it. She's coming to be an old spinster. Maybe she'll find a Moabite ger. Maybe she'll find a ger that she'll be able to marry. But that's not so easy. Kol asher asit et chamotech acharei motishech. I've heard all the things you've done on behalf of your mother-in-law. I've heard that you're a kind woman. And I'm telling you in prophetic vision that you will have kings and you will have prophets. And because of all the kindness that you did for your mother-in-law, you took care of her after your husband died, you left your worship, you left your nation, you left your father, you left your mother, you left the land you grew up in, and you went to convert and stay with a nation that you weren't familiar with. That's not easy. And as a reward for that, you're going to be the mother of the future of this generation, of this nation. Vata'azvi avich ve'imech. You left your father and mother. The eretz molatech, the land you were born in. Vateilechi elam asher lo yadatem ol shilshom. To a nation you were not familiar with earlier. The wording of this pasuk certainly sounds like she did not convert earlier, right? A nation you didn't know earlier. You could argue that it means she didn't know the people. She was still a newcomer to the people of Israel. Yeshalem Adonai Paolech. God should pay you back in this world. Not only in the world to come. Yeshalem Hashem Paolech. God should pay you back for everything you've done here. Utehi maskutech shelema. And may your wages be complete in the world to come, as we will see. Here Boaz is fulfilling another halacha. We have halacha in the laws of charity that when you give someone charity, you should make them feel good. And the halacha even goes so far as to say that sometimes you can't give them a penny, but if you could give them the time to listen to them, to feel with them, to reignite their spirit, that's also a form of tzedakah. And the Gemara goes even further. The Gemara says, Ulven shinaim echalav, on the verse that the white of teeth is, so the verse literally means is from milk, but or whiter than milk. It says, Chachlili enayim miyayin ulven shinaim echalav. Which tribe is it? I don't remember which tribe. It's told they will have a portion where their wine, their which? Zvulun. Lechof yamim yishkohon. I don't remember. Maybe Zvulun. That their portion in the land of Israel is going to be so good that their eyes will always be red from wine. In other words, they'll have a lot of wine to drink. And their teeth will always be white from milk. Our sages said, Ulven shinai mechalav, that the white of teeth is more valuable than milk. That if someone comes and asks you for a donation, if you give him milk, you've given him one thing. If you've given him a smile, you've given him much more. Ulven shinaim, the white of teeth, showing the white of your teeth, smiling to someone, gives them much more strength than a cup of milk. Very often it's our spirit that needs the nourishment, much more than our body. A lot of people will give you something to eat. Not many people will sit and listen to you, talk to you, and give you a good feeling, give you a feeling of worth. And that's what Chazal taught, Ulven shinaim, showing the white of teeth, is more important than chalav. Boaz comes along and does for Ruth both. He ensures that she gets the charity she needs, and he takes the time to talk to her, to allay her fears, to address the worries she has. Will I be able to marry? I won't be able to marry. Boaz says, you're amazing, and I wish you should be blessed in this world.